Lesson 16, Samuel, the first of the prophets of Israel. Reading, 1 Samuel 1-3. Objective. From Samuel's life, we learn how important is an early training in the truth. An appreciation of God's ways in youth develops us into godly characters who can give honor and glory to God. Background. It was said of Samson that he would begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. But it was left to the ministry of Samuel to complete this work. The period of the judges was now past, and through Samuel, God brought about the transition from the chaos of the judges, when every man did that which was right in his own eyes, to the establishment of the kingdom of God, with David as king. It was Samuel who was God's messenger, prepared the way for Yahweh's anointed. At this time, Eli was the high priest, and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, served in the tabernacle. In their wickedness, they corrupted the tabernacle service. The birth of Samuel, 1 Samuel 1. Elkanah, a Levite of Ramah, went yearly to worship at the tabernacle in Shiloh. With him went his two wives, Penina and her children, and Hannah, who was childless. Hannah was deeply unhappy because she had no children. Yet, despite that, Elkanah loved her dearly. It has always been a cause of great sorrow for a woman not to have children. But Elkanah tried to comfort his wife with his own love, saying, "Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? To add to her anguish, Penina mocked her and deliberately tried to upset her. So the family excursions to the tabernacle, which should have been happy, were very trying times for Hannah. Yet she was a faithful woman, and God was not unmindful of her suffering. On one occasion, in great sorrow, Hannah wept and poured out her heart to God. As she prayed, she made a vow that if God gave her a son, she would give him unto Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. This was quite an amazing thing, for here was Hannah, desperate for a child of her own, vowing that she would be prepared to part with a son and give him back to God as a Nazirite. As Hannah poured out her heart, she did not speak, yet her lips moved. Eli the high priest mistook this for drunkenness, but when he rebuked her, Hannah replied, "No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh." Hannah left the tabernacle with the blessing of Eli that God would grant her desire. Believing him, she did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. In process of time, she conceived and bare a son, whom she named Samuel, asked of God, because God had heard her. Hannah followed her vow and did not appear again in Shiloh until the child was weaned and could be given to Yahweh's service all the days of his life. They understood that they would only have him for a short time. So it was important that they instruct him from an early age to love and respect God. No doubt, when Hannah left her little son at the tabernacle, it caused her considerable personal heartache, for they had only spent a few years together. But this was what she had vowed, and she had no regrets. "For this child I prayed, and Yahweh hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to Yahweh." The training of Samuel. Having trained Samuel in the ways of God, Hannah had confidence in Yahweh and was therefore able to leave Samuel in the care of Eli, even though she knew that his sons were an evil influence amongst the nation, even in the very worship of Yahweh. Hannah is a remarkable example of faithfulness, prayer, and heartfelt gratitude toward God. Her prayer in chapter 2, verse 1-10 demonstrates her reliance in the strength of Yahweh to uphold the faithful. He will keep the feet of his saints. and her belief that the power of flesh shall be overthrown, for by strength shall no man prevail. Contrast of families. The record of 1 Samuel 2 contrasts two families in the ecclesia, the son of Elkanah and Hannah, contrasted with the sons of Eli. Samuel faithfully ministered in the tabernacle under the guidance of Eli. Hophni and Phinehas corrupted the worship of God to the point where men abhorred the offering of Yahweh. They knew not Yahweh. Principle for living, value or godly upbringing. Yahweh commanded Israel that they were to instruct their children in the law every day. Our parents tried to develop a love and reverence for Yahweh in us, just as Solomon advised. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Samuel's childhood is a strong contrast to the behavior of the sons of Eli. The sons of Eli despised their father as well as the service of God and brought shame on their father. Samuel was trained by his parents so that he would be a Nazarite all the days of his life. Samuel did remain faithful to the vow, and he showed a great readiness to hear Yahweh's word. Like Samuel, we can remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Samuel trusted in God and was not affected by the wickedness of Eli's sons. Samuel was affected by his godly upbringing to grow in God's way. And the child Samuel grew on and was found in favor both with Yahweh and also with men. Samuel's amazing aptitude for his training foreshadows the similar character of Jesus, who as a youth also increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Judgment on the house of Eli, 1 Samuel 2, verse 22 to 36. Eli had failed to effectively discipline his sons. As a result of their wickedness, God decided that Eli's family line would be cut off, Israel, God's inheritance, would be invaded by a powerful enemy, Eli would know by the death of his two sons in one day that God would do this, and God would raise up a faithful priest, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Basic Bible teaching, a new order of priests. God said he would raise up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. This refers to when Christ, the anointed, shall reign on earth with the faithful out of all generations who will become kings and priests with him. The immortal priests of the kingdom are called the sons of Zadok. This is built typically on Zadok, the just one, who ministered in the temple of Solomon, the king of peace, just as the future priest shall be with the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace within the temple at Jerusalem. The work of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3 and chapter 7, verse 15 to 17. As a child, Samuel was in the tabernacle ready to hear. We know the story how one night God called Samuel. Thinking it was Eli calling, he ran to see what the old priest wanted. Eli eventually realized that it was God who had called. So Samuel was ready the next time to respond to the divine message. Speak, for thy servant heareth. Samuel grew to manhood and learned God's ways. And Samuel grew, and Yahweh was with him. And all Israel knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yahweh. Samuel was both judge and prophet. Each year he would go on a circuit between Bethel, Mizpah, and Ramah. When he rebuked and warned, the people listened and changed their ways. Although not of the priestly line, he acted as a priest because part of his role was to offer sacrifices and offerings. He was a great man of prayer. In later years, David and Samuel worked together on preparing the details of the kingdom of Israel, especially the temple and the worship. Summary. Hannah vowed if she had a son to give him to the service of Yahweh all the days of his life. So Samuel was a Nazarite from birth and honored his mother's vow. Samuel was totally dedicated to the service of Yahweh. His mother Hannah brought him to the tabernacle after he was weaned, and Eli the high priest taught him in the worship of Yahweh. Samuel grew in his knowledge and understanding of the ways of Yahweh, so that everyone knew that he was established to be a prophet of Yahweh. The wickedness of the house of Eli in their corruption of the worship of God brought the severest condemnation upon them. Following the removal of the house of Eli, Samuel acted as both prophet and priest throughout the nation, making a circuit as he taught the people the ways of Yahweh.